who I was dealing with, obviously. You got a camelback on.
I think we're thinking too granularly about quarantine hobbies. One was hoarding all the water is what we should have been doing.
Well, you never know anymore. I don't feel safe about anything anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, money, I suppose that is
water correct. Water will be money sooner than we know it.
Oh, yeah. God, don't say that. That's a scary thing.
What are you worrying about? You'll be a baroness in the wastelands.
I have a day's worth of water.
Fair enough.
I actually have it in my closet because I read about earthquakes one night, and I just I have like 10 gallons of water around my house in
that's a really
closets.
Good move. Are you in Los Thanks. Angeles?
Yeah, some of it's purified, some of it's not. I don't remember which is which. I never have to find out.
Well, the earthquake's only scared of the purified kind, so you need to figure it out.
Yeah,
I read about the big one, and it said that a lot of people who die in earthquakes die of dehydration trapped in their houses. And I was like, brutal. Not fucking Lara Bites.
Yeah. Yeah. Not this hydrated mastermind of the earth. Nice try, earthquake.
No.
You'll never catch me. I'm not even on the earth. I'm on the second floor.
We haven't made it through this year and come this far to die of dehydration because of an earthquake.
Could you imagine? Oh, God. Yeah. I don't mean to drag anybody who's died that way in an earthquake, but could you imagine just dying fucking 10 feet from a delicious sip of fucking high C or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can see a Sprite. That would suck.
Ugh, my delicious Sprite.
Yeah, I've thought about it. I've thought about all the things.
That's a good move though, keeping the water. I actually, when I first moved to LA, I woke up the next morning and my door was open and I was like, okay, weirdo roommates, like somebody tried to come in my room and watch me sleep or whatever. And it turns out it was the earthquake. The earthquake had jiggled my room, had snuck into my room in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And your perv roommate had set up a camera, and that he was safe for another day.
But I was really stressed about earthquakes when I first moved to Los Angeles. Can you tell? I followed the LA Quake Bot on Twitter, and it really helped because it showed me how many just little earthquakes there are all the time. It's a jiggling jelly down there.
Yeah. We had the one like this summer was the first one where like stuff came off the wall and I was like, whoa.
That made me
put like shoes in my car, but that's about it. I don't have hidden water, which is next. Maybe.
I have two earthquake survival kits. I have one in my house and I have one in my car. Mm-hmm. Cause the first one where stuff came off the walls for me was last year, and it happened in those two. So it happened in one, and then it happened the next day. And then there was another one at work where my work shook, and I just was like, fuck
crazy.
This.
Yeah.
It's
wild. The one time that we had like a big one that I was awake and conscious for was like a couple of years ago. And it felt like a truck going by, and then it was like, oh, the truck's going over some bricks or something. And then the dog kind of jumped up, and I ran to the door, and I was like, Chavo, I don't know, get it? And we kind of hung out by the door, and then it went away, and we both went and sat down and felt pretty silly.
I was really ashamed of my...
Chavo?
Chavo. That was Chavo Guerrero Jr. was my roommate's dog. I miss him every day. But ladies and gentlemen, you know where it's always earthquaking, where the earth's always quaking from the fights that are going on there, is Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And Sam, why don't you introduce our guest today?
Oh, you've seen her on the television doing comedy. She's great. It's Lara Bites. Thanks
oh my God,
for joining
you said
us.
My name right. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I won a prize every time someone says my name right.
people fuck my name up a lot for it being such a simple name.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
How? How could you possibly mess that up?
They say Dole.
What? It's a word already.
I think people don't think... I think people see... I think people see that it's a word already, so they're like, that can't possibly be it.
That's insane.
Overcomplicate it. Yeah. Well, yeah. So R-O-L-L is roll in their defense. Really? However, in an offense to them, D-O-L-L is doll.
Is a word all the time.
It's like one of the first words that kids learn how to read.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the main ones. Nevertheless, they're out there.
Also, it's insulting because if it was dole or doal, you would have to, the burden's on you. That person's doing so much work to get to your name being oddly weird. Yeah.
Well, you know what we were talking about before I was even recording? My middle name is especially strange. Harry's. Mm-hmm. H-E-R-R-E-S. And my social security number is, go get a pen.
Jordan okay. Harry's doll.
Jordan Harry's doll. That's me.
I really thought you made that up.
I like the idea that your mom knew a bunch of Harrys and was like, I can't just name him after one.
Multiple Harrys. Yeah, my mom was the woman from Twins. My father is 17 different geniuses, which is why I'm Danny DeVito.
Your dad was the Multiplicity guy, the original.
Yeah. Really. Boy,
is Twins a good movie?
Twins is incredible. If you want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger do his comedy chops,
yeah,
which is it's hysterical. He's he's like, I'm a choker now. I choke around. It's Danny, my friend, my brother.
He's one's really small and one's really big, and I'm always in for that. That sounds great. Yeah. What a good movie premise.
Truly. Regardless of all of these references to early 90s hits, weird. We have a very specific vein that we go to a lot, you and I, Sam.
Yeah.
It's Multiplicity, it's Batman Returns, yeah, and The Mask. That's it. That's all we want to talk about.
It feels like when we were with, we probably, I mean, for real, we probably do reference it because that was like the last time movies would do something high concept and it wasn't from a comic book.
It's the last time I could feel anything.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, we had an idea and we were like, all right, cool. And now they don't have an idea.
Yeah. Come on. Remake The Mask, you cowards. Yeah. Gritty Christopher Nolan Mask remake.
Remake Twins with...
That would be so good. Oh, that would be right? So good.
I would be so on board with that.
It's Joaquin Phoenix. You're like, I'm so scared of him.
He's wacky, but in like a Ted Bundy way.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to get a bunch of, of our four listeners, they'll be like, the original comic of The Mask was actually quite dark. So we know.
He's the Zodiac Killer, and you guys should have known that.
But we're not fighting any of that shit today. Yeah. We got a good one today. This is Sam, you know what? Why don't you introduce it? This is a good idea. I don't know where it came from. It's so good that I think it's a counterfeit idea. Who gave you the idea?
Well, we unknowingly stumbled into it in the beginning is talking about earthquake preparedness and things in your house. We've all been in quarantine for a full decade now, two full presidential administrations.
Hundreds of years.
We're going to fight today. What quarantine hobbyist wins?
Yeah. Who would win in a fight between quarantine hobbyists? We've all worn various quarantine hobby hats. I've gone through two or three of them that will be coming to the
you
match
had a lot
today.
Of them. I feel like you had more than most people.
Thank you, and also that feels like an attack.
It's absolutely not.
Yeah. I get it. I can't follow through with things, Sam. No, this is going to be a good one. And for those for any Lara heads who are joining in, the way this goes down is it's basically a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round. And it's video game rules. Old people can fight gay people. Men can fight women. Babies can fight dogs. Whatever needs to happen. So, what do you guys think of? What do you think of as a lightweight contender for the quarantine hobbyists?
I think
well, just to share a couple of my hobbies off the top. I mean, you've got okay. your musicians, your puzzlers, mm-hmm. your fitness sure. enthusiasts.
Oh yeah.
You can break down fitness enthusiasts into subcategories. You've got runners, say, you've got yogis.
Yeah.
You've
and Laura, you correct me if I'm mistaken, you used quarantine to just get absolutely shredded.
Yeah, sure. I have abs now. It's hilarious. It's so funny, dude. My body's so funny to me now.
What do you do with them? I've never had them.
Nothing. You look at just them and them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah? Yeah. I would assume that you'd hit them with like those xylophone things and play them like a steel drum.
You can do that.
Nice. You should do that. You should try that out.
Laura, it's very funny that it made you lose one of your best bits.
It did. I lost my closer. My closer was my gut. And I even have tried it, and it doesn't work anymore.
It does. No, yeah, you are not allowed to do it anymore. That's,
it sucks.
Laura used to have a very funny bit where she would just... I don't remember like the full... The reveal was she would just stick her gut out, and it was very funny. And now it's like... Oh, you're just ripped?
Now she just looks intimidating. Like The Rock.
Yeah, I like kind of ruined a couple sets. I kind of threw a couple sets away to try to see if I could do that bit. Yeah, it didn't work.
Not worth it. What was your secret? Cabbage water? Sit-ups?
No, I like started working out a lot. My friend Stacia Patwell is a comic and she's a trainer. And I also joined a support group for overeaters. And it's been like
it worked.
Crazy. Yeah, it worked. I've lost 35 pounds.
Wow, cool. Congratulations. That rocks.
Thanks.
I, on the other hand, have been eating more. I've been I've been cooking a lot. I would say now, I think this is going to be a tricky one to determine what a lightweight hobby is. Is it something that can barely be called a hobby? Is it something that is esoteric that not many people are into?
I think the more obscure is the
okay,
more lightweight.
Okay, so...
Where I think the heavyweight in my mind is like, you know, being depressed
I have a friend.
How is being depressed a heavyweight hobby? Sorry, Jordan, you have a friend.
Sorry, Jordan, you were bragging about having a friend?
I got a friend. I had a friend, I should say. Sorry, it is a hobby, depression. No, I have a friend on Instagram who is getting very into papercraft and origami.
That's very lightweight. All around.
That's useless. That made me yawn.
Yeah. we can't fight the paperist.
Why not? I think the paperist would be incredibly lethal with their tiny paper cuts on your eyeballs, or oh geez, that little place right there between your fingers. Could you imagine getting a paper cut there?
Only if it's fighting rock and scissors. Rocks and scissors aren't really hobbies. Oh.
I got really into making scissors, and it's really carried me through.
I got really into folding scissors.
I guess cutting is a hobby. We got an origamiist, a cutter,
depression,
and
yeah.
a rock climber.
Could we do... Oh, I think like a lot of people got into hiking. We could have the hiker be the lightweight. Because it's like very geographically specific.
I like that. It's very bland.
Yeah.
It's very lame. It doesn't take a whole lot of knowledge. You can...
did it twice, you can be like, I hike now. That's my thing.
Check it out. Watch me hike. You know? You can do it right there in the living room.
Jordan, you got into making... What was it you were making? It was like tonics, or you were making potions of some kind?
I got really into fermentation.
Oh, cool.
But that's not lightweight. That's obviously a heavyweight. Yeah. I would say up there with baseball. For
making manual farts.
Sure. External farts,
cooking
I would say.
Farts.
Yeah, pre-made
creating
farts.
Farts.
Crafting a fart by hand, yeah. Artisanal farting.
Totally. I mean, do you want to throw down with the fucking fermentor?
Yeah. I like, Laura threw out earlier the person who does puzzles. I like the puzzler if we make give them Mortal Kombat style, a Mortal okay. Kombatification.
All right, so you like the puzzler versus the fermentatist?
I like the puzzler versus the hiker.
Oh, the hiker versus the puzzler. Indoor versus outdoor.
Yeah, I have a half-done puzzle right over there. I've been doing puzzles. I've been doing a lot of puzzles.
Do you also hike?
I mean, I hike here and there, but I play tennis.
I know.
It's nothing compared to puzzles.
It is kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, I hike. I've been on a hike. We're all kind of hikers, aren't we?
I hike to my car sometimes to drive.
Yeah.
Hiking's just walking.
Yeah. Uphill in the sun with
It's not a always walking on. Uphill. Like, I'm from Wisconsin and we don't have hills, but people hike.
Okay. Do we still like hiker then?
I think we need to pick. Let's do Jordan, you lock it in.
Okay, I'm locking it in. Hiker versus
Puzzle Master.
Puzzler. The puzzler. So the question before us is who would win in a hike? Who would win in a hike between the hiker and the puzzle master? The puzzle lord, the puzzler. It's brains versus brawn, you know?
In my head, the hiker is one of those old men with like a dry fit outfit, like he's got all kinds of spandex, like a loose spandex t-shirt, but like one of those poles.
Sure.
He's a real dick.
One of those poles. Yeah. He's got
Under Armour?
Yeah.
Oh, all kinds of Under Armour.
Under Armour shoes for normal people. Under Armour anything else for insane people.
Yeah, he's got like webbed Under Armour gloves. Yeah. Like a band around his knee. Like, what's that for? What are you even doing?
Yeah. Copper bracelet. Just stuff. Just clear snake oil.
It's like, Camelback. It's for my walking.
Yeah.
Pouch of tuna.
Tuna, the mobile food that's the grossest.
I saw somebody on a hike one time eating one of those silver pouches, star-kissed pouch of tuna.
That's disgusting, and that person's on a stupid diet.
Yeah.
It's like some keto shit.
Yeah. The health benefits.
I can eat all the pouch tuna I want, and I've lost weight. Yeah, it's because you're eating fucking pouch tuna and cheese, you animal. It's disgusting.
Goddamn. We're on a mountain. Where is this tuna from? We're in the middle of Colorado.
Yeah. The only downside is that it stinks and everyone hates me. That's
cat
great.
Food. Yeah. You eat cat food. You're eating like a cat.
Eating fucking tuna out of a bag on a mountain like a landlocked fucking turtle person, you freak. Get out of my way.
What a waste have one. Of the ability to metabolize a variety of foods.
Boy, we all really hate this hiker.
That. Yeah, we hate this guy. We made him a hateable figure.
So who's the puzzler?
Dressed like the Riddler.
Oh.
But with puzzle pieces. Or is it that guy who, the blue, you know who I'm talking about? The guy who was on TV a bunch in like the mid-2000s?
Lesko?
You know his name?
Yeah.
How did you know that so fast?
Puzzle pieces tattooed all over his body?
I can't
forget.
Oh, you
mean Matthew Lesko? How did you retrieve that?
Matthew
Even if you
Lesko.
Knew that, how did you retrieve that?
I don't know. I'm not him. Don't dig.
That
I
hair is hiding
look
horns.
It up.
He was like you can make money now, like one of those guys, like why are you watching television when you could be rolling in money.
No, I don't mean him. I mean the guy who literally got tattoos of puzzle pieces and had
I know that guy's name too, but now I'm afraid to say.
What is that guy's name?
I don't know that guy's name, but that's the kind of thing that makes me not want to get tattoos is like every tattoo that I've ever been like, that would be cool, and seriously considered it, I've later been like, I'm so glad I didn't get a puzzle piece
Good
tattooed
God.
On my fucking...
Good God,
I'm so glad I don't have a shamrock on my ankle right
when
now.
When I was like 14 or 15, we were in Mexico, and they were going to let... My parents were going to let us get tattoos. And the stupid fucking... Cheshire cat wearing a top hat that I would have gotten, the dumb Jamiroquai bullshit that I would have pulled out of the book.
The combination of X-Men comic books and Ska magazine.
I want the Sublime Sun on my back, the whole thing.
I want the Trix Rabbit, but he's really friggin' high, dude.
Yeah, I'm glad that I didn't do that.
Laura, I understand that impulse because, like, I can't stand any version of myself from more than 6 months ago. Like, it's just like that person was an idiot. Like,
absolutely. True. Even if I listen to, like, stuff I said, like, a year ago, I'm like, I was such a fucking idiot. And that was so recent. Like, that means I'm dumb now. That means I'm saying dumb stuff now.
Oh, same. Always. Yeah. Don't think about it. You'll never get out of that hole.
I hate me from 2 months ago.
Yeah.
That's how far ahead of myself I apparently am at this point. How do you close that gap? That guy's name was the Enigma, by the way. The dude that ate fish and shit on the X-Files.
Yeah.
Very gross. I don't know that he is that guy. I think it's more of an Enigma, you know, like fucking Batman, like, I solve any puzzle you give me. And then, like, it's like the puzzle of, like this dude's coming in to hike all over that ass. He's like, oh, I don't care. Oh, yeah. Fucking my cardio, iPhone, iWatch, etc. And I think he solves the puzzle of the fight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like that Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes where he's he think fights, which he is very funny.
I think he think fights.
Because it's all Tetris, and Tetris is a puzzle. And that's like Tetris. Which leg and which arm you put in which space.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay, I think I'm ready to vote. I'm gonna throw in a vote for the puzzler. I think the puzzler is gonna think fight this. I think he's wearing a baby blue, powder blue seersucker suit with a bow tie that never comes loose. And I think you know, it's a real also dislikable, a real kind of not young Sheldon, but like younger Sheldon.
Oh yeah. You know? Oh, nothing worse than a medium Sheldon. A teen Sheldon? Ugh, no thank
thick,
you.
Thick Sheldon.
They're gonna make that show and it'll somehow be the best iteration, the sophomore Sheldon,
which sucks, but that's my fighter. I think that the puzzler is going to think of a way. This is why the Riddler can even stand up to Batman, because you know, think fight.
I'll vote in opposition. We'll have Lara be the tiebreaker. I think it's the hiker, just based on he is out in the elements.
Calves.
I especially think he's like an LA dipshit hiker, and he's also like constantly having to like jockey with other people. Oof. He's got some relatively strong legs. I think that's a strength.
Oh, those calves are incredible for 67. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Look at those things.
And in my mind, this guy is
a couple of jewels.
This guy is like more like individualist than the puzzle maker, because in quarantine he's more of a dickhead, because he's going out into the world where the puzzle person is conscientious, and that's even the puzzler is like doing what he's supposed to.
I would like to take one opportunity to try to win over this final vote. Who's more likely to be sick with the virus, the hiker or the puzzler right now? And I think we've already put this hiker into an at-risk category. And I don't want to, boy, the DMs for this is going to be tough. You know, we're not making light of the situation. Everybody be safe. But look, if it comes down to it, the puzzler has less of a chance to be wiped out in the middle of this fight by a COVID attack. There, I said it.
If we're including that, then COVID is the thing that's winning. That doesn't mean that the puzzler
okay, no,
winning.
Okay, yeah. No.
I think the hiker wins.
Ah! Ding, ding, ding.
Is it because he's so tan?
First of all, I would invite all of us to consider why we are using male pronouns for the hiker and the puzzler. That's just something that popped into my head. In a world where old people can fight
gay people.
Women? What was the thing? What was, sure. Oh, gay people? Old people?
Yeah, old people can fight gay people.
Uh-huh. Gay people. But yes.
Okay, I think we can easily gender like a, swap this fight.
As like
so
a
consider
tortoise.
It. Now she's the hikest.
Yeah, so the...
And she's still so tan.
I think that the hiker would win because of endurance, like a tortoise in the hare situation. The hiker could just like keep going and the puzzler mm-hmm. would be doing the puzzly thing, but the hiker would just be like, well, mm-hmm. I'm over here now and I can go yeah. higher up than you can.
Yeah.
I think you tapped into it. A puzzle is stationary. There is no, sure. there's not much moving and grooving. There's no bobbing and weaving.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay, ding, ding, ding.
And as far as immunity also, I think that the hiker would be in a better position to battle COVID because they've been getting sunlight, and hiking is something you do outside away from people, you know, unless sure. you're like sucking COVID out of someone's mouth on the trail.
I go hike kissing. That's my thing.
Good to go. Yeah.
Sure.
Hike smooching.
Or at least yeah. you should be. I know there was a real problem with those hiking trails being really packed in like the first weeks of it. Everybody was like, let's get out.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, it's not out if we're all out.
That it's so, so funny crazy. How many false starts we had about it being over. Like, mm-hmm. like, time to go to a restaurant. And
But the puzzles will never let me down.
You know what I've been thinking about is like, how many more suicides would there have been if people had known how bad it was going to get? And how long it was going to last.
Well, at least one, right, guys? I'm kidding. I would never. Okay. What do you guys think of when you think of a middleweight
hobby?
What does that even mean? Is this just like the hobbies? I think this is kind of a basic ass hobby that everybody's like, oh, so you're at that phase.
Yeah.
Of the hobby.
I think
baking
like
bread.
Yeah. Bread. The baker.
Bread's a very good one.
Sourdough Sally.
Yeah.
Let's we'll specifically make this an all female battle.
The
for that very
one?
Purpose.
How yeah. progressive of you to make the baking one a woman. I'm totally fucking with you, dude.
And the other one is vice president.
Listen.
This is like all girl. It's like sewing, baking, just like yeah. obvious.
And when they fight, they have big hot tits.
Child mm-hmm. raising.
So it'll be baking versus voting. Do you think?
No.
Rosie the Riveting.
How about overcorrecting? How about the baker versus the succeeding on your own, regardless of any man in the picture.
I have an actual one. What about Twitter doom scrolling? What about the social media?
The doom
addict?
Scroller.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The,
like
the
doom
scroller,
scroller.
Be the bread baker.
I love it.
Because, I mean, we've all, those are two things everybody had a phase of, and one of them we've
phase.
Not
left. Come on. Ooh. I got a loaf in the oven.
I said
a loaf in the oven. A loaf is mm-hmm. like a dump. Nobody thinks of bread when they talk.
Yeah, you don't know how Jordan bakes bread.
A bun in the oven.
Hey Sam, who's your pal? Who is this? Why does she keep dragging me? What's the deal?
She's a comedy store holdover, Jordan. You gotta get that okay. roast energy out somehow.
I feel roasted.
You're gonna get roasted.
I've been lampooned.
You're gonna get kill Tonied.
Oh no! I love Tony.
Okay. I think we've got it locked in. Bread baker okay. versus Twitter doom scroller.
Okay. I mean, is the doom scroller even, does the doom scroller even have anything to live for here?
I think you, once you get cynical enough, you get jokerfied and then you're,
oh no.
And then you're fully snapped.
We it got becomes a, joker a on our hands.
It becomes a The Shining situation.
Mm-hmm.
All Twitter, no play makes this fighter who's a, we assume a woman,
sure.
Murder everybody.
The Doomscroller. I honestly think of the Doomscroller as kind of a non-binary sort of just Doom form. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a Doomsday.
Like almost, yeah, okay. Like a gigantic, like, crush creature.
What is it? Is baking bread, does it almost become like, does the person have, if we're going to Mortal Kombatify these two things,
mm-hmm.
does the person have, like, temperature ability? Is it, like, can, like, glow hot? Like,
I think it's hot cross buns, baby! Flaming loaves. Turds.
Laura, what do you think? What would be the strength here for the bread baker?
Oh, sustenance. Like, they are self-sustaining.
Survivalist.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I have the opposite question. I'm trying to think of what could possibly be, although I guess it's not about what would be adaptive about doom scrolling. It's like what would be weaponizable about it. And I picture the doom scroller, like you guys said, like a cloud that they like push onto someone of that bad feeling you get, which is like 100% of the time that I'm on Twitter. Yeah, sure. I end up with that feeling of being like, oh, I have anxiety, and it's not just because I'm built that way. It's because this is giving it to me. I'm giving it to myself. Yeah, yeah.
I could even feel like it could be like the type of thing where the doom scroller can like foresee your failure, you know?
Oh, shit. Whether or not it's even accurate, just throw out a... Yeah.
Just make you fill you with doubt.
Just they layer anxiety you. At you. Or cancel you. Yeah, totally.
Cancel.
The ultimate
has canceled you.
The ultimate fighting move. This is how like real doom scrolling is. I had my pulse. Somebody took my pulse at the Red Cross, and they were like, "Your pulse is racing. What happened?" And I was like, "Oh, I just looked at my phone for like 5 minutes."
Whoa!
And that was it. Like that was all that did it. And they were like, "Oh, like take a deep breath." And then it was like fine. But I literally had just been looking at Twitter like on a really stressful news day.
Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't. It was, yeah, I could look up the date. I could probably look up the date. I think it's in my, like, blood donation app.
Nestle's getting rid of root beer milk.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Did you know that they did that for a minute?
Had root beer flavored milk?
They had root beer milk? That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of a doom scroll.
So that is good.
That is completely the opposite of what I thought you were going to say.
No, that and it's the amazing. State beverage of Wisconsin, I think.
You know what I have in my fridge? I got root beer water. Sparkling water with a hint of root beer. It's good. I mean, it's the best thing I'll let myself have.
Sure. It keeps you hydrated. You put a little splash of root beer in there.
That's actually, this is full of it.
No, the whole thing is root beer.
Root beer water. I drink a gallon of root beer water a day. I've never felt better.
It's that shit right out of the box that they have to plug into the machine. You know, the syrup, that pure root beer syrup.
It'd be very funny if I had root beer hidden throughout my house in case of an earthquake.
That's not a bad thing to have hidden. I mean, it's calories. Yeah. It's energy.
Yeah, back of the toilet, there's a whole case of root beer in there.
Honestly, when I imagine a fightin' baker, I'm imagining flaming loaves, pretzels that link around your wrists and capture you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking like sourdoughs that keep growing and like she can like hurl it over her opponent and like englobulate them. You know what I mean? Like,
There's like a chemistry element to some.
There
of
is
it.
A tremendous chemistry element to the sourdough.
It can block stuff like the boulder at the door of Jesus's tomb. Why did that come to my?
Absolutely,
you feel guilty.
I pictured a really big thing of bread, and that was what. I'm also thinking about being trapped in my house. We were talking about root beer being behind the toilet.
Just like when Jesus had to quarantine.
He had to quarantine for 3 days.
Sure.
That's what happened.
He did.
That was...
And then he was free. That's the difference.
And then he was free. He was allowed to leave. They were like, all right, get out of here.
Back.
Get out of here, Jesus. He got home, all his plants were dead. That fucking the fucking humidifier's been going for a week.
Mary Magdalene did 100 puzzles.
I do think that that's going to be... I think if there's anything that... Because, I mean, baking is a very merry activity, you know?
Yeah.
Try to bake and not be whistling a tune and, like, mm-hmm. enjoying the wonderful smells and, like, a warm kitchen, you know? Maybe it's snowing outside, that type of thing. I think that's the perfect counteract to...
Yeah.
To the doom scroller, if anything. If it what can pull you out of that doom spiral? Hey, I made cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. That is like you need something that like affects your like caveman senses to like pull you out of a doom scroll.
Sure. I'm locking it in. I'm saying the baker. The sourdoughist.
Yeah, me too.
What do you think? It's baker.
I changed mine. I'm going to say the doom scroller. I think that concept could fuck someone else up way more mm-hmm. than a baker could, because that's psychological. And that's where mm-hmm. there's no physical match for a psychological opponent.
And it does infect other people.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like it, like if I'm onto it, then I'll tell my girlfriend and she'll tell her friends and then it'll spread throughout everybody. And now everybody's pissed off about it.
Yeah. You become the poison.
Yeah. I have one group. I have one group chat that I think stopped because we were like, well, we've posted a lot of bad stuff. See you guys in a year. Like we're just done.
Wow.
That's good though.
That's good to know when that's healthy to know when it's time to close the group.
I'm gonna go doom scroller too, also because of longevity.
Okay.
Bread baking was a phase. Doom scrolling is a lifestyle.
Doom scrolling will always be.
It's more powerful.
Wrong. You're right.
Well, and doom scrolling is also like a vampire-y or jump-in situation where it's like,
for sure.
I didn't start doing it because I wanted to. It happened to me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Truly,
but bread making is a choice. It's a series of decisions that leads up to a product. Doom scrolling is like, well, I guess I should use Twitter more. Oh, fuck, I'm miserable, and now I'm mean online.
Yeah, you don't.
I just looked in the mirror, and I'm Nosferatu. Great.
Yeah, you don't have to look up a YouTube video for how to be sad. You know, that just comes natural.
Yeah. You're not sharing your pictures of being immobile and bummed out.
Doom scrolling. Maybe I'll start, though.
I will, yeah. I'll be like, you guys made bread.
This
is
really
what I did.
Good idea. Yeah. I like the idea of posting depressing pictures to make other people feel like they're okay.
You're doing all right.
Hey, you're doing better than me. Look at my stupid sad face.
Hey, check out my stomach peeking out of my t-shirt. The view from Chips Mountain, as I call it. Welcome aboard.
My blood is mostly Cool Ranch at this point, but you guys are doing great. Keep it up.
I wish it was cool. Doctor says it's too hot.
Hot ranch.
Hot ranch. It's a thing. They have it at one of my favorite pizza places here.
I was thinking temperature.
Oh, it's spicy ranch though. Damn, my mouth is watering. Oh shit, that sounds awesome.
It's very good. It's really good.
mocking Laura with food.
Ruining my life right now.
They put Frank's Red Hot in ranch and send it with your pizza. It's insane.
My mouth is pouring saliva.
Oh god. No, wait, that's not saliva. It's Frank's Red Hot.
I was being grossed out because I was thinking temperature and I'm like, ew, hot ranch. And then I realized what you meant and I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah, it's very good. It's not on the menu either. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, don't let anyone see. Don't tell anyone. I need it just for me.
Nothing gets you off ranch faster than working in a restaurant. The second I started working in a restaurant, I was like, oh, I'm never eating that again. I'm done. And I haven't. I'm just out. Because when you see it and it's like true form of like in a big tub, it's like
true form.
It has a face.
It all just mixes together. Like in a place where it's like this in container, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Where the cooks have like the tiny ladles that they scoop it out with. It's like, man, they just pour more on top of that forever.
Yep.
So the bottom half, I mean, it's just not.
Yep. It's all bad. It's all bad.
For sure.
It's all bad.
That's a really good point.
And like when it arrives in that bigger quantity. Yeah.
The like, edges get clear.
The clear edges. That's a good point.
Yeah. You're like, a translucent mutagen that's not found in nature. Yeah. Cool.
It's like those generation soups that, like, there's like a soup in some inn in Thailand that's been, like, it's been boiling for over 100 years, they say.
What?
Can you eat it still, or is it just keep, just to keep it going?
They just keep adding ingredients. And they're just like, this has never not had broth in it.
Why would you have that?
It's supposedly incredible.
That's how I feel about people who have cast iron pans and won't stop talking about them. I'm like, your pan is dirty, dude. Like, I don't know how else to tell you that your pan's nasty.
Yeah.
And no, you may not cook steak in it because you set off my fucking smoke detector, which is up there. So if it goes off, it's just going off for a long time.
That is very true. It is. Oof, God, those Gordon Ramsay steaks with the butter, though. Oh, it's so incredible. It's almost worth the fucking smoke alarm going off. But every single time, you can't do it with. That is the agreement that you're making with yourself.
Yeah.
Is like, I want the steak, but it's going to be like a little fire. It's just going to, the alarm's going to go off a little bit. Okay, so heavyweight, guys. The Doom Scroller takes it. Ding, ding, ding. Middleweight bout. What are your heavyweight?
There's quarantine. One heavyweight.
Okay.
There's one heavyweight fighter for sure in my mind, and it is the Binge Watcher.
The Binge Watcher.
It got the best of everyone. There is not a person left in quarantine who's like, I don't have a TV at my house or whatever. Mm. Like if you sure. like you at least watched a show all the way through. I think universally.
Yeah,
and everybody watched like 15.
I watched so much TV.
I would say, the only time that I wasn't binge watching some hot new show is when I was binge watching one of my old stalwarts.
Mm-hmm. I've rewatched every show I've ever liked.
Oh man, I'm in the middle of a Frasier Valley right now.
If anyone has a Peacock password, they're looking to spread
it's free.
Around. I wouldn't mind watching The Office another couple hundred times. Well, and it's like, you turn on TV, I turn on TV, where I'm like, I want the TV on, but I don't want to watch it. And so that's why it's like, I'll have friends on. I know them. It's like I'm with
Absolutely.
People. It's like it I'm is... not completely fucking alone for 10 months.
Laura, you are speaking my fucking language right now. I literally, I consistently have just in the background, like the low din of some comforting show from my youth that I can occasionally quote a joke that I know and love back to it while I'm like trying to keep my brain from fucking.
Yeah.
Because I can't sit and watch a show. My brain's been destroyed from doing that, where this like combination of workaholism and constant stimulation in five different ways, like if you're not looking at a phone and doing a thing. So I'm like, I have to be playing a musical instrument or working on something or doing something else.
I was literally going to...
Unless it's like a really good show, but I've watched everything.
I thought I had two hobbies within reach. I was going to show you guys.
Playing a musical instrument is very funny to me as something to do while you watch a show. I'm going to throw on Jackass Season 2 and play the clarinet. It's like a very funny combo to me.
You were surprised.
Fiddling at a guitar or something. We have a little musical corner over there. So I set up.
Oh, that's great.
I set up stations at the beginning of the pandemic, and I got like my puzzle over there, which is dark. I just pointed you at darkness, but I had like embroidery and knitting and an adult coloring book and musical instruments and puzzle, and I just would try to putter around. So I didn't lose my mind. That was when I thought it was going to last for like 3 weeks. And it's been 10 months.
Okay, so now is
you
this...
You naive idiot.
Now is this the competitor? Is this the other side of it? Is it the arts? My God, the arts. Because I too have dived really into like crafting and drawing and shit like that. You know, is there something in there?
Yeah, like the fine artist versus the...
The fine artist versus the...
I think that we should broaden both. I think it should be the fine artist versus the binger. Because the binger can be anything. It can be food. It binge can be video games. It can be anything.
Binge eating, binge washing, binge video gaming. Absolutely. Smoking. Drinking. Sure, absolutely. I like that. And that almost feels like the other side of it. You know, it's like the creative versus the binger.
Yeah. And they both feel like absolute heavyweights because they're the two, like, no one escaped either of those things.
These are abstracts, too. These are, now we're getting into...
Well, and one is, like, in and one is out. Like, a binge is in and an artist is out. There's output.
Sure. And it's like, these are, now we're getting into, like, some fucking Sandman shit. These are the primordial, the primordial gods of the quarantine.
Yeah, this feels very Neil Gaiman. It's, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I love it. Lock it in. So who would win in a fight between the binge, the binger, and the creator?
May I begin on this one?
Please.
Absolutely.
The binger would waste the artist's ass.
Everybody gets sucked in.
Here's why. It's a cyclonic getting sucked in. Exactly, Jordan. One mind. Absolutely.
For sure.
It's like a vacuum. It's like a vacuumy thing.
It's so hard to escape the binge. It's like even if you win, like you were saying, when we thought it was going to be
if you win, you lose. You don't get to watch TV and eat.
When we thought it was going to be 3 weeks, I nailed it. I nailed 3 weeks. I perfected my chili. I started working on some fermentation. God knows who knew how far it would go. And then it was like, I got it. And then it went longer than that. And there was no escaping it. So even when you win, you lose, because then you get that downtime. And guess who's there on the couch? Come on, sit down. Sit with me.
The binger
eat
is
Ritz
eternal.
Crackers straight, just straight out of the sleeve.
And just philosophically, what happens to the creator's output? It gets binged. you're working on, you're making a cross stitch, you start getting great at like crafting, you're throwing clay, you're making pots.
Sure.
It's getting consumed. It's the consumer consumed. Gets all
the
of it.
The pilot this is, you're writing, the screenplay you wrote, the song you made. Damn.
It's a real Ouroboros situation.
Not only that, its peak, its goal is to be consumed that much. That is true. Like, it's really like almost it. The fight reveals itself to be a weird succubus situation.
Sure, but what would
it's eating
like?
Its own butt.
Yeah. A classic succubus. It eats its own butt.
I don't know what a succubus is.
I don't know, but the idea.
I assumed a succubus was something that ate its own butt, based on what we're talking about.
There's.
Is a succubus like a pod person?
The succubus.
It's like a Greek lore thing, right?
It's like a spirit that comes in the night and sucks your life out through sex powers. The opposite of it is an incubus. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
No.
What's an incubus? It puts your life force in through sex powers?
It's just a dude.
Oh, sick.
The succubus is
it's the ultimate thing. A dude.
Succubus is the ultimate monster. I am a dude. I'm here.
The succubus is a girl one?
Yeah. And it's a biblical thing, Sam.
Oh.
It's like I will name you the 40 demons, like that type of shit.
Yeah, every CW show about like devils or vampires or whatever has a succubus character that's just a hot lady they needed to introduce to the plot.
Yeah, sure.
It's very lazy.
Cool. Season two.
And they never eat their own buds.
Yeah.
We,
hey, the good ones do. That's they save it for sweeps.
We had to have a conversation today because Riverdale came up, and we're a Sabrina house. So you watch your mouth when you're talking about those fucking succubus characters. Those are my bread and butter, baby. I need that shit to finish out the seasons. That's something that I binged with Sabrina. It's excellent, by the way. Packed with Satan.
I got through like season one.
Yeah, season two is a lot.
Sabrina's the name of a show, or are you talking about Riverdale?
It's a television show. It's a
yeah, well, you were
program.
Doing crunches. Some of us were watching shows.
It's Sabrina.
Well,
it's,
I've like, this... yeah, I mean, I've been watching a lot of TV, but I pathologically rewatch shows.
Sure.
Sure, same.
Which, it's interesting because then, like, I've seen, you know, like, self-care memes or whatever that are like, that's a trauma response, that's what people do who've been traumatized, it's like a warm blanket, it makes them feel safe, and I'm like, that I don't sure. know if this makes me feel better or worse about just looping The Office for yeah. 10 yeah. months.
It's like a warm blanket that makes you go insane.
Pam and Jim are my real friends.
Oh jeez. Also, what kind of monster would do that to you? Oh, you're watching The Office, do you mean enjoying a trauma response?
Oh yeah, it's a real dickhole kind of thing to spread around right now.
Leave me alone. There's a pandemic on.
And there's so much more. It's so much more than a
and
pandemic.
So much more.
Laura, I think it's fine because you're mourning the loss of your closer. And I think that we all need to understand.
Thank
we think
you.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be hard for the creative to win this one. I mean... You know, I suppose they could create at such a rate that they could create something that is so good. And because we're on Fight Island, and this is, you know, the epitome of each of these kind of elements, they could create something so good that it would sate mm-hmm. the binger. You know, they would be like, oh, that's it. I've done it. I've had enough. I would never hurt you. You created my favorite thing.
You know what? You know what world that
and
works
they
in?
They slash them down.
That works in the world where the quarantine is 3 weeks. That's where that works. The sheer length of time is what fucks that up.
We all know.
Well, and that
this
is
one.
What's that's the power of the binge is that feeling of satisfaction triggers more craving.
Yeah,
truly. Truly. Yeah. We all know who wins this one. It was honestly the creative never stood
a
chance.
We're all voting the binger, yes.
Let's on 1, 2, 3
the binger.
Of course. The creative never stood a chance here. It was from Jump Street, they were destined to end up on the couch together, fucking digging into some My Two Dads or some shit that they both remember from their childhood.
What's the show you'd least want to binge?
Maybe My Two Dads.
Two and a Half Men. Next question.
Oh, I was going to say, every Chuck Lorre show is like poison in my ears. And if I had to do that, I would be like fully insane. I'd be Joker-fied.
Maybe like...
I would turn the TV off before I would do that.
Maybe I would get abs Two and a Half Men before I got through.
No, Sam, don't do it. Maybe like Young Sheldon or anything sure. in the Sheldoverse, I think.
Sure. Oof.
He sucks.
It's hard.
That's a good guy. Question. What about second place? Let's do a second place on that.
We all like very much agreed. anything like ear piercing, I would have a really hard time with like Housewives. Like people like a Housewives, I probably couldn't binge a Housewives. Sure. It would make me crazy.
Mm, fair. Maybe like I wouldn't want to watch like Mad Money.
yeah, I don't think anyone has seasons of Jim Cramer on DVD.
I think I'd be pretty bummed out if somebody made me sit down and watch Mad Money.
I don't know why I said to do a second place when I don't have.
Because you could pick one.
I mean, I have a hard time with like new shows with a
sure.
laugh track.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Bad. Very tough. Any of like the I tried to watch a show people liked at the time. I tried to watch Perfect Strangers.
Oh,
the pilot, impossible to get through.
Well,
like truly so bad, and I was like, this was popular. This is popular. This is insane.
See, I think that's what is so funny about it to me is how bad it is. Because mm-hmm. they can't have thought that at the time, right?
No, they thought it was great.
This is wonderful. Are they gonna get caught in quicksand every episode? Because they should.
I would watch a show where someone got caught in quicksand every episode.
Fuller House is unwatchable.
Unwatchable.
Unwatchable. My niece loves it, and she's a child. And so I it's, can't and, she's and an don't want to be like, I respect you less, Nora. I respect you less. Small ding, sweet ding, child ding. For thinking that this is funny.
drink your root beer milk in the corner.
The binger God, takes
so
it.
So awesome.
On the heels. You can make it at home right there in the tub.
It's a fucking root beer float. I'm sorry. I mean, it sounds amazing. Creamy? Is it carbonated?
No, it wasn't.
It's just thank like God. Chocolate milk. Was it sweet? Yeah. It was but sweet,
it's
right?
Yeah, it's root beer flavored.
How close would it be if it wasn't sweet? Of course it was sweet. Yeah,
it was savory. It was sort of a... It really leaned more into the beer part.
Real spicy. Holy moly. Okay, the binger takes it on the heels of the doom scroller. Boy, this is where we're at, you guys. Lara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can
sorry
the people
I said
find
that
you?
A loaf makes people think of a turd.
No, that's okay. It's it's
we
true.
Said worse.
It's true. It does. Where can people find you on the internet?
At Lara Bites, LARABEITZ on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm trying yeah. real hard on TikTok. Give me a follow on there. I'll post a second video one of these days. A third video.
I am terrified to even show my face on TikTok, but I'll follow you on those other things, and I recommend that you all do the same out there. Sam, how about you? Where are you? Where are you?
As always, you can find me on Twitter at VoteSamWiles and at SamWiles on Instagram. And I have a TikTok, but it's just for watching. Daddy's not trying to do any dances. but I do, that has been a weird quarantine thing for me is my girlfriend got very into TikTok and then I now subtly am like, I'm going to sneak about 20 minutes of this in a day. Like
you're literally the only person I want to see do a TikTok dance.
Yeah. It's a lot of arm stuff. That seems,
I would
seems
be
hard.
On TikTok if that was the content is Sam begrudgingly doing TikTok.
All right, follow
dances.
Me. Follow, if you follow me on Twitter, I'll maybe do a TikTok dance if I get to 10,000 followers.
Hell yeah.
Jordan,
thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Of course, thank you for coming on. This was a really good one. This was a weird one, and it turned out to be really fun.
It was great.
I love the ones when we end up getting weird monsters fighting. I am the very concept of depression. I am Razor Lou on all of the places, Twitter and Twitch, and that's about it, really. Oh, Instagram. Come check me out there. And Monday nights, come check me out on twitch.tv/betterthanheroes, where we play Dungeons & Dragons in space with comedians. It's a bunch of fun. And I do the art for it, so come watch us there. But outside of that, I think that does it for this week's episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, Sam?
3, 2, 1.
All right, break it up there. It's all over. Sits like a way to block shots, style's way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall.